This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on what could be wrong about boys and girls learning to work together. There aren't enough big issues in the world to fight about, it seems, so just to give us something else to think about, the Scouts thought it was important to get back in the news. Clearly, it has become boring for them to learn camp craft, come to grips with nature, and learn to work together towards a goal. So taking a page from the front page controversy ignited by the recent flame throwing by President Trump at the Boy Scouts National Jamboree, the Girl Scouts didn't feel they were getting enough press, so they tossed a burst of napalm out there on their own. Seems that the Girl Scouts went after her counterpart with both barrels. According to the Times, in a blistering letter this week, the president of Girl Scouts of the USA accused Boy Scouts of America of trying to undercut the organization through a covert campaign to recruit girls. The letter became public, laying bare an exceptional and surprising fissure in what had been an amicable relationship between the two ubiquitous organizations. I formally request that your organization stay focused on serving the 90% of American boys not currently participating in Boy Scouts. Kathy Hopkincock Hanna, the president of the Girl Scouts, wrote to her counterpart, Randall Stevenson of the Boy Scouts. Ms. Hanna added, "It is therefore unsettling that BSA would seek to upend a paradigm that has served both boys and girls so well through the years." Both of them are big corporate whoops. The Boy Scouts are the head of AT&T, and the Girl Scouts are a managing partner at the big auditing firm KPMG. So the incident has quickly became about their companies, more about their companies than about scouting, so that everyone can know what was really important about all this to them. So the Girl Scout apologized after the Boy Scout tattled to her boss at KPMG. And the Boy Scouts swear they're just talking, not poaching, but who cares, you might ask. Both have about 1 million members, and both are losing membership over recent years. The Boy Scouts already allow girls in their older teens program called Venturing, and I'll bet there are more chaperones than venturers at some of those events. My brother-in-law told me a story about his son's Boy Scout troop where he'd been an assistant scoutmaster. The sister of one of the troop came to all of the meetings, campouts, and participated in all the events with her brother and the rest of the boys. When her brother became 18 and mustered out, receiving his last award, their troop gave his sister a special award as well, since she'd been an unofficial member in one of the scouts in everything but uniform. What's the harm one way or another? Might be a better thing for everyone in the country if boys and girls learned how to do things collectively, especially in the great outdoors. The only clear takeaway recently is that we need to keep President Trump away from the Scouts, and maybe Wall Street and big businesses ought to avoid the Scouts as well, until all of them learn to behave, and let the boys and girls and their parents work it out themselves for the good of everyone involved. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.